Well, I'm surprised, I think, based upon the trend line of the last few days, but not to miss the point, the United Kingdom has spoken. And I think that while there's going to be some immediate impacts in terms of finance, nonetheless, I think that the rest of integration in Europe should proceed as planned. I think this decision has been a long time in coming. I think that it was roundly debated by the British people, and they came to a conclusion that is perhaps different than the one that I would have chosen.
I mean, you're someone who's studied the UK for years. Why do you think they voted the way they did?
Well, I think it's not a number of reasons, not the least of which is immigration flows. I think the question as to whether or not the pound would be valued in the same context as the euro, and I think that there clearly is a growing nationalism that's reflected in even the differences within the United Kingdom, including what would be considered to be England. I think that there is a sense that in the United Kingdom that the people who live in what we would have previously called England, they have come to the conclusion that there's somehow a threat to their national identities. So I think that that's part of what happened here. The Scots voted to remain by a substantial number. In the north of Ireland, they voted to remain by a substantial number. And I was a bit surprised that the Welsh decided to join the Leave side.
What do you think will be some of the immediate impacts of this vote?
Well, my hunch is that the contingencies would have been planned for by Prime Minister Cameron and others. And the understanding perhaps being, if I were to speculate, I assume they would adopt a position similar to what Norway and Switzerland have in common with the European Union, where those countries, for example, adopt the liberalized notion of democracy in Western Europe, and they subscribe to the notions of free market economics. And at the same time, their relationship, while not directly affiliated with European Union, they nonetheless subscribe to the norms.
President Obama had urged a vote in the other direction. What do you think the influence of this vote will be on our markets here in the U.S.?
Well, you can see today that the immediate reaction of the stock market has been to dip. And I would notice that last evening, when it looked as though the Remain side was to prevail, the futures markets were up by as high as almost 280 points. And I assume that there's going to be a rocky period of time now as the divorce, which will be played out over the next few months, occurs.
Have you dealt with Prime Minister Cameron at all? Do you know him?
No, I've met him. I can't say that I know him, not the way that I knew Prime Minister Major and Prime Minister Blair. I knew them quite well, and I also had a number of opportunities to meet with Gordon Brown, the former Prime Minister, as well. So for Prime Minister Cameron, who has announced that he's going to resign in October, this referendum question was all or nothing. And I think that he subscribed to the notion that even members of his own cabinet in the Conservative Party, they had taken a position contrary to his. So I think that there's no question but that his position as Prime Minister had been severely weakened.
Now, in American politics, we saw Donald Trump congratulate the UK for, quote, taking the country back. A lot of people stateside are trying to figure out what this might portend for our presidential election. Do you think there are any tea leaves to be read here?
Well, I think you don't want to read too much into it, but there is no question across the Western democracies that there has been a rise of nationalism, and I think that national identity is certainly more vigorously debated. But I think that in the case of candidate Trump, his positions have been well known, and I'm not of the opinion that it would have had much influence in the decision of the United Kingdom to leave European Union.
There's just one other topic I want to ask you about.
Sure.
While we have you, and that's this week, you and your fellow House Democrats launched a 25-hour sit-in in the House, trying to force a vote on some gun reform measures. What do you think the outcome of that action will be?
I think it's yet to be determined, but not to miss the point that I think that the proposals that we have in front of us are really modest in nature. A background check, hopefully to determine if there's a mental illness, and that individual would be prohibited from buying a gun. And then not to miss the point, if you have a FBI surveillance mechanism that indicates that you are substantially suspect, then the idea that you can't get on a plane but that you can buy a gun, I think, is something else that has to be dealt with in the amendment process. I think these are very marginal opportunities to call attention to what has now happened in Orlando, what has happened at Sandy Hook, what has happened in Colorado, and also what happened in San Bernardino. So I think that I hope when we get back that Speaker Ryan will allow a vote on a couple of, again, very modest proposals.